currently there is a national piece of there is an overtime ban throughout the CHOs, and we have chosen certain areas initially to implement that in. So it will be in the Cavan, Monaghan mental health services today, but I suppose in your own area that Ocean would cover, that area hasn't been selected as of yet. However, we will review that, and you know, the possibility it could be extended not only to the mental health services in Sligo Leitrim, but also the CAMHS and the ID service.
And so if that is escalated, how will that impact us here?
Well, it is planned to escalate into a three-day ban next week, and then into a three-day strike the week after. But I suppose the context of this is that overtime is propping up the services nationally. Like we conducted research from the end of 2017 to 2018, and we found that there were 700 vacancies in mental health nursing throughout Ireland. And I suppose the context of that is that we have a national policy, Vision for Change, which was actually coincidentally 13 years old last week, and 30% of that, through our research with the RCSI, 30% of that national policy has been implemented. So currently, if you were to take that implementation rate, it'll be 2045 before it's 90% implemented. So really, the slow implementation of this here, you know, has had drastic consequences in terms of being able to, you know, function a modern-day mental health service, which is largely community-based.